Of all the predators in our forests, there is one that is most elusive, the wild dog. In India, we call them dhol. These dogs are truly wild. They have evolved over millions of years, just like the tiger and the leopard. In years gone by, these innocent hunters were branded as vermin and bloody killers and were mercilessly slaughtered. But to me, they are dogs like no others. This is the story of Kenai, the doe who dared to differ. The forests of my home are mysterious, as a myth. So too are the wild dogs which stalk them. They are like phantoms. So what chance had I, a mere human, of ever really knowing these phantoms in a myth? If I could live my life free as a bird of prey, soaring high above the canopy of these sprawling tropical forests, then perhaps, I thought, I might truly discover something about the lives of my favorite hunters. In the end, it would take me 15 years of relentless perseverance to get to know something of this secret world. Like a bird in their domain, the observer of phantoms in a myth. It is April. The first rains have just fallen. The Nilgiri Biosphere Reserve, a part of the Western Ghats in southern India. It covers over 5,000 square kilometers, ranging from dry to tropical moist forests. My name is Sanani. I have been studying and filming wild dogs here for over 15 years. For the last 3 years, I've been following one incredible dog who would become my particular fascination. To me, they are not just another pack of wild dogs. To me, they are individuals.